Lift Him Up, October 22. Third Angel's Message. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The third angel's message is infallible. Upon the grand, ennobling truths connected with that message, you can dwell with perfect safety. Labor intelligently to encourage union of faith and union of judgment, that all may be united in the bonds of Christian fellowship and love. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. The principle here laid down is the natural outgrowth of the Christian religion. Especially will those who are engaged in proclaiming the last solemn message to a dying world seek to fulfill this scripture. Although possessing different temperaments and dispositions, they will see eye to eye in all matters of religious belief. They will speak the same things. They will have the same judgment. They will be one in Christ Jesus. No one should feel that his judgment is faultless, that his ideas are above criticism, and that he can pursue a course of his own, regardless of the opinions of others with whom he is united in labor. When we think we know all that is worth knowing, we are in a position where God cannot use us. The third angel's message is not a narrow message. It is worldwide, and we should be united, so far as possible, in the manner of presenting it to the world. Man is fallible, but the message is infallible. With it all should be in harmony. It is the center of interest, in which all hearts should be united. We may get up points that are of no consequence, and seek to maintain them, but we shall gain no strength by so doing. The message is to prepare a people to stand in the last great day, and to be united in heaven above. None should feel that it is of no special importance whether they are in union with their brethren or not. For those who do not learn to live in harmony here will never be united in heaven. Some have a natural independence which leads them to think more highly of their own judgment than of that of their brethren. In so doing, they place themselves where they fail to obtain much knowledge that God would have them gain. Doctrines and plans should be compared with the law and the testimony. We should never feel too independent to learn of one another. The great center of attraction, Jesus Christ, must not be left out of the third angel's message. The sinner must ever look toward Calvary, and with the simple faith of a little child, he must rest in the merits of Christ, accepting his righteousness and believing in his mercy.